Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're about 5 weeks away from the primary, which is pivotal for the city of Sacramento. We could find out who will be the new mayor if a candidate gets 50% plus one of the vote. But regardless, the choice will be narrowed down to a top two for the general election in November. The mayoral candidates have been participating in a lot of community forums in the months leading up to the primary on a range of issues like climate and homelessness. And over the weekend, they took questions from some of the youngest residents at a mayoral forum at Hiram Johnson High School in Sacramento. The topics ranged from youth homelessness, mental health, youth violence, substance use, and views on the Sacramento Children's Fund, which is a multi-million dollar initiative to support children and youth. Monica Rulas-Mares is with the organization Sacramento Kids First, which hosted the forum at the high school, and we're also joined by June Lee, a senior at the Met, which is a public charter school with Sac City Unified. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, Monica, I want to start with you. Let's just introduce what Sac Kids First is. What do you do in the area?
So Sac Kids First is the region's largest coalition advocating for young people as well as children and their families. And really, we just advocate for local governments, either the city, county, or even the state, to invest more in youth services and services for children and their families as well.
How did this mayoral forum come about?
So one thing that's really important to Sac Kids First, obviously, is youth voice and engaging youth in local government process. And so we knew that no other forum was likely going to be hosted with young people involved and at the forefront. So that's what we wanted to achieve.
I think about when I was in high school and I was not aware of a mayoral forum. I mean, this is it's such a big deal that it's taking place to really hopefully foster voter engagement at a young age, even before, you know, a student can vote.
Absolutely. And I think there's this trending idea, right, that if you're 16, you can register early. But the thing we want to also get across is that young people want to be informed voters. And so it's not just about telling them you can register to vote earlier, you know, get ready to vote when you're 18. It's about, let's talk about what are the issues that are actually going to be on the ballot. And that's something that we tried to achieve in engaging this group of young people that we worked with up until this forum.
Yeah, they want substance. Mm-hmm. What kind of response did you have? How was it over the weekend?
Well, we had 512 wow. attendees, and so it was a really good turnout. And a lot of folks came up to the young people after and were just congratulating them on how articulate they were, but also just even just being able to be on stage in front of 512 people and share their stories like, you know, June did on Saturday.
Yeah, I actually get very nervous with public speaking, which may sound odd given that I host a radio show, but talking in front of a microphone in front of two people is very different than hundreds of people. June, you participated, you asked questions as well. Why was it important for you to take part in this?
The reason why I felt it was important to be a part of this was because I feel like even though we are youth, a lot of times, like, a lot of these issues really affect us, right? And it's really important that youth are able to have a voice and be able to observe and see how these mayoral forums happens and how, you know, we can actively engage. I feel like, you know, growing up, like, you know, I wasn't really informed. The most I knew before working with Sac Kids First was that the mayor was Daryl Steinberg. But as I started working with them and I realized how important it was because I got to see them in action. And it's also really important because, well, frankly, if these people get elected and they make these decisions, like, they're going to affect us at the end of the day. And that's why it's so important that youth are able to actively be involved and engaged. And the problem with that I'd say is that, like, I feel like adults, they think that, generally speaking, they don't really consider us, like on their level. And so I feel like they don't see us as people in a way, and we're like, okay, like, that we can learn and understand these things. But truth be told, it affects all of us. And I feel like that's why I wanted to be a part of this, was so that I can be informed, to be active, and to really see what's really going on, and to, you know, be better and be there for my community as well. So that's why I feel like it's really important, because you actually get to see what's going on, and you get to be a part of that.
Yeah, I mean, there can be this, like, rough assumption that, like, oh, once you have to turn 18 to actually have your opinion or your views matter. But that's, of course, absolutely not the case. When it comes to your classmates, people at your school, how engaged are they when it comes to just understanding the electoral process and also wanting to get out and vote when they're able to?
Okay, so that's a really good question. And I want to say that they're not really as informed as you would think. And I also want to say that I think it's going back to that, like a lot of adults, they don't think of us as a priority, like informing us. And so a lot of the times, like in classroom, like we're not taught about these things or this and that. And like the people in our lives, like they don't feel like, you know, we can't do nothing because we don't vote in this and that. So therefore, why should they be involved? Why should we tell them this and that? Right. And so I feel like when I started working with SAC Kids First, I was actually asking questions about, you know, people around me about, okay, do you know about the Sacramento Children's Fund, this and that? Do you know who's in mayor? Do you know anything about the candidates? You would be surprised about how many people didn't know, and I am not bashing anybody because I was one of them as well before I worked with SAC Kids First. And I think that that is a big issue that needs to be addressed. And I definitely would advocate that, you know what, I want people to really inform us, like the youth, about these issues, because at the end of the day, it does pertain to us too. Even though, you know what, we're not 18, we don't make decisions at the end of the day, we are still living in the city of Sacramento. And that's why, you know. Yeah.
And you're going to be 18, you know, mm-hmm. and you are going to vote. And it's good to have that foundation ahead of time. You know, you mentioned that you became more engaged and more aware because of this organization, SAC Kids First. How did you become connected with this organization and why?
Okay, so I got connected with them because I was working with Sister Beast. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to femme-identifying youth and sort of like that. And they would host and create events and all those fun things. And we'd actually like do a lot of these cool like events and stuff like that and really explore that. And we got connected with SAC Kids First to Monica one day when they were talking about, you know, the Sacramento Children's Fund and really trying to get the perspective of the youth. And that's why we got connected. And from then, I really became curious. Like, I remember, like, oh, my God, like, I'm not gonna lie. This is me personally. I thought Monica was so cool. Like, she was like, oh, my God, like, I really thought she was so cool. And I was like, I wanted to know why, you know, like, they're asking these questions, like, why they want, you know, like, okay, like, what would safe spaces look like and all these things and how is that important and is this going to change anything? And so that's why I really became curious and I connected with Monica because I really thought, you know, she seems cool and this whole SAC Kids First and the Sacramento Children's Fund seemed really cool. And that's why, like, you know, I started working with them.
I hope you felt so proud participating in that forum over the weekend, talking about over 500 people showing up.
I was so amazed that, like that many people showed up. I remember when I was giving my testimony, I told myself, June, if you want to make this a success and you don't want to like do too much, like in a sense, like mess up, don't look too hard, because there were so many people, like, and I was like, I was so nervous, but you know, I was really proud because I'm gonna be honest. I am gonna say this. I feel like even though we were part of the youth organizing, like stuff like that, I appreciate how much time Monica and like the adult committee, all this and that, really put in the effort to make it fun where we don't feel like we have to do so much, because it was really just about learning for us instead of like, oh, my God, like, OK, you do this, you do that. It was they took in like did a lot of stuff behind the scenes. They really put in so much effort and we were there to really just be enriched by the experience and really have so much fun and engagement with the event, the people, and I really, really enjoyed, like, being there at the event and just seeing how, like, their efforts and our efforts made an impact in the community. So it was honestly really amazing.
Monica, I see that bringing a big smile to your face.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that June was talking about how when we were on stage, in order to not get nervous, you kind of had to like just take a deep breath and also just remind ourselves that we had prepared a lot going into that. But I also want to note that it was really interesting to see the reaction from the candidates, because part of our forum was also that we opened with the traditional Nisenan Miwok ceremony, and young Native youth, essentially a youth group, came on and opened with a blessing. And I feel like that also was an experience for them, because not a lot of folks realize that, you know, there are still, you know, Native communities very present, very vibrant here in Sacramento. And then young people wanting to go up and share their stories.
Yep. It is important and it's powerful and overdue. Mm-hmm. Monica and June, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Monica Reles-Mares is with the organization SAC Kids First, and June Lee is a senior and participated in the Sacramento Mayoral Forum, which happened this weekend. We have more information about SAC Kids First on our website at Insight. And that is it for Insight today. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great rest of your day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.